The Red Rooster.
Cork's Red FM.
All right, Lake. There's this old doll there called Mary, right? She's not married now, Lake, but she's got a fiend called Joey. He's in, like, his fifth year or something of the carpentry apprentice. He's pure decent to making chairs and tables now, Lake. He's got a gaff with Mary in Nazareth. You know Nazareth? It's just past Grange there. Mary's walking up Barrica there one day, right? This fiend called Gabriel stops her and says, "Come here, girl, you're up the duff. Mary's pure scarlet. Wouldn't you be scarlet?" She says, "F*** off, fiend, I'm a virgin. Go away from me, will you? I'm no slag. I've never been with anyone. You think I'm a brasser, do you? Go away, you ghoul." So Mary goes and meets her cousin Liz, who's 6 months gone herself. Liz's on a mad buzz about it. She's filled with the spirits and all that, you know, Russian gat, breezers, tonics. Mad on it. Pure gatton. Hilarious. She says to Mary, "Howie, Mary, I'm pure haunted. I can feel the smallie groan in me tummy. Think of the cash we'll get from the social. If we get a few greyhounds as well, that's an extra 40 quid a week. They give you money if you have dogs as well, that lot." "Jesus, that's great," says Mary. "What did you say?" says Liz. "Who's Jesus?" she says. "I don't know, girl, I just felt like saying that word." So anyway, Mary and Joey are pure broke, so they break into Fota and they rob a donkey to sketch it into the... Sorry. So anyway, Mary and Joey are pure broke, right? So they break into Fota and they rob a donkey. A donkey, like. They sketch it off to Nazareth's gaff anyway. It's pure a long way to go. So Joey stalls the ball at Dino's for a heap of munch. So they get there after a few hold-ups anyway at the abandoned road roundabout. F***ing lights out again, are they? So he bakes over a ditch and the donkey cuts through a field. Nice call on the donkey there, Mary. She's pure decent for the ditch jumping. So off they go anyway and crash at this fiend's gaff up in Nazareth Hill. But his old lad won't let them stall. So they crash out in the shed instead with two cats, a greyhound, and some straw for a few nights. It's pure cold, like. Freeze the balls off brass monkey. So it's pure freezing, the stars are out. 5 in the morning, a Honda Civic pulls up. 3 fiends jump out. They're all pure blinged now, like. Up with loads of gold, sovereign rings, pure jewels, like. They've 2 other fiends with them. One is a huge head in him. Name's Frankenstein. And then there's some Russian fiend called Mir. They're just there for the banter, really. So Gabriel the angel fiend appears again anyway and said, "You better leg it to Egypt. Because the shades are coming and they want to kill the smallies." "Just say it's not your smallie at all," says Frankenstein. "Say it's not your one. And you're just holding it for a bure. Denial." "What do you mean, denial?" says Mary. "Denial's a river in Egypt." "That's a f***ing great idea, girl. Let's leg it to Egypt." "Hang on, you mad bure. You want us to go to Egypt on a f***ing donkey," says Joey. So the 3 wise fiends come up with a plan. "I drive you to Cork Airport. You can grab a Ryanair flight to Egypt." "Yes," and say the lot of them. So they get a flight, like, anyway, in the end, right? Ryanair, direct to Egypt, which lets you off from Barcelona Airport. Pure scabby on the airport charges, like, all area tight, shit. So they sketch it to Egypt, anyway, on a Spanish donkey, Manuel or something. And the angel fiend Gabriel says it's sound to stay here until the shades chill out, like. So they stay for a while, and then Joey gets called to come back and finish a gaff he started in Clon. He's pure afraid now, like. But he asked the apprentice to finish, so they leg it back to Cork. So Mary, Joey and Jesus bail it back to Cork anyway, quick as they can by. Jesus turns the water into Dutch gold. That's when the shit pure hits the fan then.
Cork's Red FM.